What goes on in your family on a daily basis? When and where do you eat meals, finish chores, play, or talk together? Routines like these help families plan to spend time together, get organized to get things done, and hopefully have fun while we do it all. Welcome to Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones, Executive Director of SCAN of Northern Virginia, and my guest today is Tracy Branch with Associated Educational Services of Northern Virginia. Thank you for joining us today, Tracy.
Thanks for having me.
Every family's routine is unique, but every routine can have the same positive impact. It can help reduce family stress, foster a healthy lifestyle with good habits, and even reinforce and pass on to your children your beliefs and values. There are many different types of routines, from daily routines to yearly routines for holidays and birthdays. Family rituals and traditions can also help you pass important beliefs and values on to your children. So let's get started by talking about what exactly we mean by routines. What are routines in a family setting?
Routines are things that should be consistent for them to be effective and just to help with the flow of everyday life with families. So things that you may do every day, things you may do on the weekends, like you were saying, holidays, special occasions, just things that kids can count on.
Very good. And so that kids can count on, you're getting into my next question, which is why are they valuable for families? Why are routines helpful?
Well, one, they avoid chaos. If you can imagine having seven people in one household trying to get out at the same time to school or to work, you know, without some sort of structure or routine, it's just chaotic and no one gets where they need to go on time.
Well, let's talk about some specific examples. What are some of the different types of routines that you see in families?
Well, you have your morning routine, getting ready for work, getting ready for school. You also have your afternoon routine, what happens after school, and bedtime, hygiene, different things like that. And especially on the weekend, those are the more fun routines, I think.
Mm-hmm. And helping children sort of begin to count on these routines helps them also begin to take more responsibility for some of the chores and daily activities
exactly.
that have to happen. Is that right?
Exactly. Routines are great for children because, like we were talking about, it helps build consistency. And it also is a good transition for school. You know, school is pretty minute-by-minute routine scheduling, and it's just a good transition. You don't want them to have trouble, you know, getting used to schools and schedules. So you want to try to implement something at home.
Great. What are some of the more important routines for children and for families?
I would definitely say the routines that meet your basic needs, such as sleep. Just having a child without a nap is just a nightmare. And also meals. You know, you want to make sure you're meeting meals and sleep. So without a nap or without a meal, like those are the main routines that can really just throw off behaviors and trust and build anxiety.
And what are some of the tips or strategies that you share with the families you work with when you're trying to get them to set up more of a routine for sleep or for meals?
Well, you want to give yourself time, some flexibility. You don't want it to be too rigid by minute, but you definitely want to set aside enough time where you can ease into it until it becomes more consistent and the kids know what to expect. Such as bedtime, you know, maybe having some sort of soothing routine so they can kind of get knowing that, oh, okay, it's time to go to bed now. This feels good.
Mm-hmm. So what I hear you saying is that a routine isn't just a schedule with times that we go to bed, mm-hmm. but there's some special things that you might do that help the child sort of recognize that this is a transition time from playtime to sleeping time
right.
or from nap time to studying or reading time.
Correct.
So that it's important for kids to begin to have some special things about those transitions that keys their mind and their body into that routine or that next
right.
step.
Right. I see a lot with, especially toddlers, you want to make songs, you know, to kind of introduce the idea, and it makes it fun and it never gets boring. Like boring is when you're going to see kind of problem behaviors as well, because the kids are going to act out. If they're not enjoying it, if they don't like it, they're not going to respond well.
You remind me of that old Barney song about the clean up,
yes.
right? That helps kids kind of know, okay, this is the time that mm-hmm. we're going to do the next thing. Mm-hmm. And I guess there's a parallel for that for older kids as they grow, right? Because routines should change as kids get older.
Yeah, routines definitely get a lot more complex, especially in adolescence. You have more responsibilities. you know, responsibilities build is with age. And then there are more privileges as well. So you have the social scene, you have dating, you know, you might have a part-time job in addition to school, and then chores and things that are expected at home. So it gets a lot more complex as you get older. But it's also the stepping stone for adulthood and autonomy and being independent. So it's a great time as well to kind of get a feel for what adult life is really like.
Mm-hmm. Great advice. If you're just joining us, this is Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, along with Tracy Branch from Associated Educational Services of Northern Virginia. I'm sure there are some families who are listening and thinking, I don't want to plan my whole life out. I like spontaneity. So does everything in a family have to be on a schedule?
No, they're definitely spontaneous moments. You can also build in flexibility within your routine. So say you plan your meals every week. You can give about two or three options and then have the kids choose, oh, what do I want for dinner? That way they have some input in their own routine, and it's not so rigid, not so boring.
Since you are from an educational organization, let's talk specifically about homework routines. Mm-hmm. What are some advice that you give parents about setting up routines for studying and other sort of cognitive development?
I would definitely say create breaks. Breaks are needed, different transition periods. That happens in school because it can get a little overwhelming to sit there and sustain attention, especially if there's some attention deficits going on, which, you know, is pretty common. And you just want to make sure that you create breaks, have encouragement, some positive reinforcement, make sure that there's fuel as far as snacks, different things like that, making sure you're meeting the needs. That way they're able to focus and get things done efficiently. So homework time shouldn't last 3 hours, and you should be able to break it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I think we also talk about trying to develop in our kids is the ability for delayed gratification.
Yes.
In other words, sort of the ability to wait for something that you really value.
Yes.
And it seems like routines can be a way of telling a child, okay, we're working towards earning the right to play outside for mm-hmm. half an hour, or we're working towards reading a book together. And these are the things we have to do in advance. And that's another way to sort of use routines to motivate kids, I guess.
Right. And then also, too, having the order. Sometimes kids really like math, or they have a subject that they really like. So being able to also use those types of things that they really enjoy as a reward as well.
Very good. And what are some routines that parents take on in order to manage sort of the responsibilities of child rearing?
Definitely knowing what the roles are, you know, as far as who's responsible for what. If dad wants to cook tonight, you know, him knowing what that routine will look like, and then what mom's routine looks like when she's cooking. I can recall when I was growing up, whenever my mom would go out of town for work, we always knew that the meals were going to be a lot different. And, you know, my dad, when he cooked, it was very kind of a college diet. So hot dogs, spaghetti, you know, bologna sandwiches, different things like that. But we knew that was the routine because that was kind of his repertoire as far as like what he knew how to cook. So, you know, it can be fun. It can be different. It doesn't have to look the same way between two parents as long as they know what they're expected to do.
Very good. And some of that predictability, like mm-hmm. I can see you smiling when mm-hmm. you talk about that memory. So even though it was different, that was a special thing. And mm-hmm. I think for kids being able to have some predictability in their mm-hmm. lives, to know some of what's coming next, is an important sense of security that enables them to work on the childhood responsibilities of learning how to play with others. And
yes, definitely.
And get along in the world. Let's talk just briefly about family problems. So when there's conflict or things aren't going well in the family, how can we use routines or create new routines as a family in order to attack those problems together?
I think some problems that I've seen occur in families come from role confusion. It's because you don't know how you contribute to the family. So knowing what your specific role is, whether you're great at drying dishes, whether you're great at sweeping the floor, you know, whether you're young, whether you're adolescent, knowing how you contribute to the family is just valuable. So you know that the family doesn't work without you and that you're a necessary part of the family. I think that helps with the confusion when everyone knows their part and everyone values their role and everyone else's role. So So I think that's a big part of cutting out the problems that may occur. And then the other piece is that routines don't replace communication, healthy communication. You have to communicate. You have to explain, well, you know, you're drying dishes, and when you get older, you'll be able to wash dishes, understanding that they're age-appropriate tasks that kids can take on and making sure that they understand that. And that cuts down on some of the problems.
So the communication is key. I guess it doesn't really work if I think my family has a routine. We have to kind of all know what each of our roles are and what expectations are.
So definitely, definitely.
There's some clarity in that. Mm-hmm. Great. Well, thank you, Tracy, for joining us today to talk about routines and how they can help our family manage all the many responsibilities of daily life as well as address problems. Was there anything else that you wanted to be sure to share with our listeners this morning?
Just remember, flexibility is key. While you don't want something too rigid, kids are not going to respond too well that minute to second by second routine. You want to make it flexible. You want to make it fun and have some freedom and creativity within your routines and your family.
Fun is important. That's a great note to end on. Family routines can have a big impact on our lives. Children gain a sense of safety and security, and parents can complete tasks more efficiently with less stress. Routines also help children adopt good habits and internalize responsibility for completing chores and personal care. Your children's routines will change as they grow and as your family adapts to different schedules and priorities, and that's okay. The importance of having a routine is that it sets expectations, helps each family member contribute, and ensures time together as a family. This has been Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, and I want to thank Tracy Branch for joining me to talk about this very important topic this morning. Remember, every child and family matters. We all play a critical role in our families and in our communities, and we can help families thrive. For more information about family routines and other parenting challenges, visit the SCAN website at www.scanva.org.